Hello, everybody.
Hello.
So, did you figure out the whole share?
We'll see.
You'll see. I sent this size.
That I saw.
It's somewhat similar to the Dibris Moshe, to Igris
It definitely gives a lot of chizuk.
Moshe. Yeah, the very nice size, very sadistic. And there you say it's a good size. Okay. Let's start. So basically, let's just review where we're holding. We have a Gemara. The Gemara wants to know whether they Shammai Osu or Lo Osu. So the Gemara wants is discussing for the Tabasco after the Tabasco. So we're talking about after the Tabasco. So the one side is Lo Osu because of the Basco. Basco came out and said, Halacha kebeis. So therefore, Lo Osu. But the other side is that even though there was a Basco, the Shammai ignored the Basco because of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, Ein Mashgicha beBasco. Where did Rabbi Yeshua say, Ein Mashgicha beBasco? This is in Baba Metzia. In the Maaser of Ozer ben Hyrcanus with that Tanu or whatever. So the problem is that over here, the Gemara is using Rabbi Yeshua to say that we don't listen to the Basco that says we paskin like Beis Hillel. So Tosis assumes, this in all, both Tirutzim, that obviously we don't hold the Rabbi Yeshua. Because we do rely on the Basco that we pass in like Beis Hillel. We follow that Basco and we rely on that Basco. And everywhere we say that we pass in like Beis Hillel, that's based on the Basco. So I, the Gemara here, says that Beis Shammai also the Devarim, because they rely on, they go like Rabbi Yeshua, that they must speak from the Basco. So that means that Halacha lemaisa, we don't pass in like Rabbi Yeshua. That's what Tosfos concludes. Right, Tosfos and Kasha. I'm just saying Tosfos a little bit in the backwards order, but that's the way it comes out. That it being that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, how come we don't paskin like Rabbi Ozer? Rabbi Ozer and Bar Metzia brought a Basco. Seemingly, the Gemara in Bar Metzia says the reason why we don't paskin like Rabbi Ozer is because Rabbi Yeshua said over there, Ein Mashgichin beBasco. But if we don't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, so then we should paskin like Rabbi Ozer. So Tosfos is saying that even though we don't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua has some extreme shita, Ein Mashgicha beBasco, but still over there in Bar Metzia, we don't listen to that particular Basco. Because we normally by Beis Hillel, we do listen to the Basco. But by Rabbi Ozer's Basco, we don't listen. The shaila is, what's the difference? That's Tosfos' gotcha. Why is it that by the Basco of Beis Hillel, we hold that Mashgichin beBasco, not like Rabbi Yeshua? And by the Basco of Rabbi Ozer and Bar Metzia, we do not listen to the Basco. So Tosfos has two tirutzim. The first tirutz sounds very simple, that really we always listen to a Basco, because the Basco obviously is right. That's because it was self-understood that that Basco was only Mishum Kvaido, of Rabbi Ozer, because he's asked for a Basco, so we had to give a Basco. So that's not, it's like the Basco itself said, I'm just saying this, don't take me seriously. So that means that we listen to a Basco, but obviously you don't listen to a Basco when the Basco is saying that, that I'm only saying it because of a certain, I don't really believe this, I'm just saying it. It's like, you don't listen to, like I said, you don't listen, based on what a person says on Sheva Brachas, you don't go ahead and make a business deal with that person. Because it's self-understood, there's like an introduction that take everything that I say with a grain of salt. So when the Basco came out, the Rabbi, it was self-understood that that Basco wasn't true. But otherwise, when it's not self-understood, then we always follow a Basco. That's Tavis's first terrace. Okay, so that's an easy terrace. The second terrace is that by the Basco, no, that the Basco, seemingly the second terrace does not hold the further of a Wazir. So the Basco of Rabbi Ozer, we didn't follow because there was an indication that we can't follow it, because since it was going against the principle of the Gilgobaser right, and that the Vade in Halacha, so we Vade don't follow such a Basco because the Basco is contradicting the Halacha. You know, the Basco was saying we should pass like Rabbi Ozer, notwithstanding that he's a yachid. The Basco is like saying some kind of halachic principle. Then when we have a machlokes, Rabbanan and Rabbi Ozer, we pass it like Rabbi Ozer. Excuse me, that's against the principle of going baserayif. So that Basco is clearly wrong. We don't pass it like it. But our Basco, which is not clearly wrong, because there is a tzad to say, a very good tzad to say, that we go like Beis Hillel because they're right. And even though the Chachimi, we have a suffix before the Basco, but we could definitely hear the tzad that Rav is stronger than Chadidi, Chadudi. So there, Mechadidi. So there, we follow the Basco. That's Taisus. So we had two kashas on Taisus' second terrace. One is that Stam and Metzias, Taisus in the second terrace, the Chayyur is making the Basco wrong in Bar Metzias. How can a Basco be wrong? He's saying the reason why we didn't file that Basco because it was clearly wrong. How can a Basco be wrong? It doesn't sound like he's working with the first terrace and Mishum Kvaido, because then you don't need the second terrace. Also, in Bavitsiya, the order is inverse. They never mentioned this idea of Mishum Kvaido. So, how can a Basco be wrong? That was our first problem. And our second problem is whatever the Hezbollah, how a Basco could be wrong. So now, why do we rely on it? By Beis Hillel, Ben Shammai. Once we saw a Basco was wrong by
Or
Rabbi Ozer,
he loves her.
so it could be wrong again, right? Those were the two kashas. So we said, just to quickly review, so we saw the Pirkei Avot that said that it's not shot that a Basco is wrong, but a Basco can have agendas, which we are totally unaware what they are. So it'll say something which is not true because of some agenda, maybe for an Nisayan, maybe for some other reason. But a Basco is allowed to have other agendas that we are unaware of, which will make it proper for the Basco to say something that's not true. Hi, so let's be cliché. By Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, that the Basco had some agenda. He said, because agenda is unlikely. Ain lochish. The Shamir asked, what do we, what do we, who, how do we know, we know psychology of Bascos. Once you're telling us that sometimes Bascos have agendas, then maybe very often they have agendas. Right? That was Shamir's kasha, which we said, okay, maybe Tosfos knows psychology of Bascos. But I thought Sapasha to the point. And the question that I asked was that it comes out that there is a possibility. So then, if a person wanted to be Machmir, L'chara, he's a tzaddik. If he says, listen, there's a possibility that the Basco had an agenda, and therefore it's not reliable, so there would be an Inyan to be Machmir like Beis Hillel, like Beis Shammai. And yet, we know that there's absolutely no Indian to be Machmir like Beis Shammai. I quoted this in the bottom of this Chavos Yoyer, that there's a Gemara that Beis Shammai, the Shittai said, Beis Shammai, Mokka Beis Hillel, Eino Mishneh. And he said, Pshat is that the Divrei Beis Shammai, Betelim, Negamre, Ke'ilu, Lo Niskiru, the Gora Mishar, Plutu, the Tanoi. And there's, it's, they're totally wiped off the map. The Gemara in Brachos and Yud-Aleph seems to say, based on that Maariv Tarfon, that if you go like Beis Shammai, you're chayav misa. And I was looking around, many Mepharshim say, even if it's without being misakin yourself. Sam, you want to be machmir like Beis Shammai and Averi Yechai Misa. So according to this Birkas Avram, doesn't make sense. Other rabbis should be mishubuch. There's a basis that maybe the basko is not reliable, but it does happen sometimes. It hasn't happened in Bavitzia. So I'm a tzaddik. I'm nervous. So why am I chayim misa for being tzaddik and nervous? Right. That's where we left off yesterday. Okay, what do you people say? Any ideas?
Why can't we just say the pastors that a basko cannot paskin? Yeah, and therefore, by Rabbi Eliezer over there, we had the psak. We had already a psak that, you know, you have to follow the rov. So if the baskol comes, you know, we know that the baskol could be emes lamito, you know, klapishmaya galia, that is the rosan kodesh baruch hu, but we have a psak. Masha en kein, with basically and bishama, because we have a suffix, when it comes to a suffix, and here I'm going to borrow, I think, a word from Reb Nachum, it can tell us what method you're supposed to use. We had a suffix if to use the rov or to use the mechadidi. So it's just telling you, it's not paskening anything. It's just megala to you, yeah, which method to use.
Well, by Rabbi Wazir, it's also telling you some method.
No, we have no Shiloh already. We knew already the rove. We had a rove.
It's telling you that method is not the right method. The right method.
We didn't have any sphakas. We didn't have any sphakas before the Basco came. Before the Basco came, we knew we have a rove over here. We're going to paskin like the rove. And that's it. All of a sudden, you know, Rabbi Eliezer, you know, initiated a Basco. We tell the Basco, they're very nice, but we have the Klali Hapsak, and we already know how to paskin. Masha Ein Kain, over here with Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, we are standing right now and we're Mesupak. What is the Klali HaTorah, the Klali HaPsak? Yeah, the Basco is coming in and it's just telling you, I'm not telling you how to paskin. I'm just telling you that the Klal HaPsak is this, so it's some kind of a Gili Milsa.
So the question is that since the Basco is sometimes unreliable, all right, the Maisa by Berav Ozer, the Basco told you the wrong thing.
So when it goes against Psak, we are obligated to try to figure out what is it that the Basco wants from us. We know that the Basco cannot be telling me, you know, Psak, because already, you know, we have already a psak over here. So we figure out, is it Kodesh Rabbi Eliezer? Is it because of Kodesh Baruch Hu Nosos? I don't think, but even when he says, Mipnei Ezer to Amim, I think, and again, Rebbe said, we only know about two baskols, but we have to figure out then what the baskol is trying to do. But one thing we know that it can't do, it cannot tell me what the psak halacha is, because we already have a psak. But when I don't know to go to the right, to go to the left, it can tell me, I want you to know, the right is the way to paskin.
Why maybe it's also coming because of those tamen. I don't hear the answer yet.
Only when I know that it's coming against halacha, yeah, then I am to assume that it's trying to do something else.
Well,
otherwise, I don't assume that.
Why can't I be nervous? Why isn't the possibility exist that even it's not against halacha, he's coming to do something else?
Because
it's a possibility. You see, he does sometimes want to do something else.
When it's coming against halacha, then we know that it's coming to tell you something else. But when it's not coming against halacha, then it's telling you, yeah.
But maybe it should be a
you're misupak in something.
Huh? There should be a possibility. Then once you see that baskels sometimes, that's a gotcha. Once you see sometimes baskels have some other agenda. So maybe that's what happened by Beis Shainos. You say, well, it's far fetched. So it's far fetched, but it's possibility.
I'm not even saying that it's far fetched. I'm just saying that the only time I will take a baskel and I will say the baskel, it cannot tell me the direction. Is because I know it's against halacha. If it's against halacha, then I have to try to figure out what is it trying to do. But when it's a situation of a suffix like this, and I think yesterday Shmuel Maxwell was trying to tell me, in a case when there is a suffix, the Basco would never do such a thing to us. It would never all of a sudden put me.
The Basco wouldn't do it because it's misleading.
Because it would be misleading. Here I have a suffix. And Mistaber, that if the Basco comes out, it's coming to guide me. Yeah, and it's going to go ahead and it's going to mislead me and tell me, now I won't be able to figure out what does it want. Does it want to tell me the klal apsag, or does it want me to look for some kind of a, far-fetched concern?
So you're saying that the first half of the Birkas Avraham is right, that the Basco by Rebbe Wasser had some hidden agenda, which we don't know what it was, and that does sometimes happen. You don't even have to say it's infrequent. It just sometimes happens. But the Basco would never do it when there's a danger that you'll misinterpret him and take him seriously and learn out Claudia Absak. So in Rebbe was that you want to come out to learn out.
I think Shmuel Max actually last night after Shir was trying to read that into the Birkas Avraham. When he says, I think Shmuel Max was trying to read it into the Birkas Avraham. That when he says Ein Lachush, that's what he means. That I should not be concerned that it would confuse us.
Ein Lachush, because he wouldn't do it because he vowed that even if he had an agenda, he wouldn't do it because we will misinterpret it and we'll think, since we might have misinterpreted and think this is Alocha, in other words, oh, bye. Rabbi Wasser, there's no room for us to misinterpret the Basco, because we know that he's not telling us halacha. Okay, so we know that he's coming for some ulterior agenda. But over here, we wouldn't. We had no way of knowing he's coming for an agenda, so we would not likely interpret him that he's halacha. So being that we're all able to make that mistake, he would never come for an ulterior motive. He would never do that because then we're going to misinterpret him. The Basco is basically would not want to make us make a misinterpretation. So he wouldn't come for that. The Basco would not come. So here we know for sure that the Basco is coming because of Imavaya, the din. Over there, could be becoming Imavaya, the din, because it can't be. So it's Vadai coming for something else. Vadai coming. Kibasco, because the Basco, well, they must have meant something else. Because the Basco can't come and tell us something that's not true, because the Basco don't do that. Basco, there's it, though. So then we're supposed to assume, because it wouldn't come for some ulterior motive, because we're gonna get messed up. We're gonna get messed up. That's coming soon. I'm in on the show that we've been sitting on Ruba. I'm kind of saying, I maybe it's coming out there, but if they wouldn't do that, I know this. Okay, I hear the only big book I would have in it is that it's someone cluster in Tysis, because you're saying this Svara, that when the Basco knows that there's room for it, when the Basco sometimes has other agendas. And it is possible that the Basco would have an agenda by Beis Shammai Beis Siddo. But it wouldn't have come because we would get confused. We wouldn't know that it came for that other agenda. The Basco doesn't come for another agenda when we'll get confused and think that he's coming halacha. In brachis, In that Babamitsia, the Rebbe Wazir, the Basco doesn't have to worry we're going to get confused. Because everybody knows it's not halacha. But over here, the Basco has to worry that we're going to get confused, and therefore the Basco wouldn't come. The Basco wouldn't come because he'd be afraid that we're going to get confused. Okay, but that's a svara. David doesn't say that anywhere, so it's a little. I don't know. I mean, you say it's a pashut svara, but it's not such a pashut svara. It's based on your psychology of understanding Basco's, so that the Basco wouldn't come when there's room to make a mistake, unless except to tell you what he really is true. In other words, it's a little chaser that Taisus leaves out that this, Taisus knows some psychology of Basco's, that even though Basco has an agenda of timing, harbing timing, but it won't come for those timing, it is going to mislead you. Taisus doesn't tell you that. The Pirkei Avraham tells you, Ein Lachish. Taisus should tell us that. You're making up a rule in Hanhagas of Basco's. That even though the Basco does have these agendas and it wants to come for those reasons, but it's not going to come if there's room, they're going to make a mistake. Even though the Minafakir will get its agenda. It's agenda that he has some agenda and he wants you to do this. To follow base hiddle for some agenda reason, you'll be think for the wrong reason. The past go and do it. Okay, I hear. Okay, I hear. So you shlug me up. You know, you shlug me up. You have a potential shot, but I do think it's a not so beautiful because. Somewhat chaser in Taisus. Taisus doesn't say this rule in Hilchos Baskels. Psychology of Baskels. Okay, anyone else? All right. I had a different gasha, which was really obviously for the startup for my answer is there is this famous ksais, the world famous ksais, where the ksais starts out with his shaila that how can he write a sefer? Maybe he's going to make a mistake because everyone's human, person makes mistake, and there's a tremendous iser of megada upon a mitzvah. So he quotes basically this Gemara. He quotes other Gemaras too, but he also quotes this Gemara of Rav Elazar. And he says, "Lo b'shamayim," we don't listen to Basco, Rabbi Yeshua. He says, "What's the Hesber?" The Hesber is, we know for sure that Basco is right. In other words, not like the Birkas Avram. The Ksais is clearly assuming, not like the Birkas Avram, that the Basco came for an agenda. He's saying, no, the Basco's of Ade right. The Basco's right. And in Shemayim, the Basco is telling us what's really in Shemayim. We don't understand it, but the mice of the Basco's right. I know there's he's saying different than the Birkas Avraham. Right? I think he said that Beferish. Where is this? Apophishu Emes. So he says that the Basco is Vaday Emes, and that's Vaday Seicho, that's what Hashem wants, but what Hashem's thinking, so to speak. But the halacha is not governed by what Hashem's thinking, it's governed by Bnei Adam, because Torah was given to Bnei Adam. That's scoop of shot in Lo b'shamayim. Therefore, excise makes a derivative. That he doesn't have to worry about maybe he made a mistake because well, b'shamayim is once since I'm a gadol and I think that's chat, so that becomes Torah. So even if I'm wrong. It's not the God upon the judge of Hill, but so, but rather I created new Torah. I made a new Torah. That's excise. And this is a very, 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 very basic excise, because it, without this excise, there's very many things that are very schwer. Without this excise, it wouldn't make sense why we work so much on Ian, on different things. We work on an Achman, someone's pshat. We work on the Rashiva's Pilpul share. You know, what if the Rashiva is wrong? We spent 2 weeks working on a Pilpul share, and I mean, it's not possible that Rashiva is wrong. I don't know. I don't want to be happy curious, but, you know, it's possible that the God that was wrong. We work on a Marsha, we work on a Plain Yeshua. Sometimes the Marsha and the Plain Yeshua argue with each other. One of them might have been wrong. Titus sometimes argues with Rashi. One of them might be wrong. One of them has to be wrong. So why would we learn, we spend so much time working on a Shita, which there's a 50% chance that it's wrong? It's not Torah. So you have to use this Sisis Svara, that once Torah is no b'shamayim, and it's not relevant whether Rashi got it right, the Typhus got it right. Now they're both Torah, because Torah is created by Bnei Adam. And this also explains why you don't have to be so machmir. We have a machlekes, you know, any machlekes halacha between Ashken, where you have, you know, my Rebbe is Moshe Feinstein, and he said that whatever he some kula he had, and his other, he says you're allowed to use a shaver, and in Eretz Yisrael the place can say you can't use a shaver. So if the person says I rely on Rabbi Shri, my bicep. He's a Mara, the Astra of America, whatever. But if you don't have this Shalom B'Shamayim, what do you mean? There's a 50% chance that he's wrong. The Chazon Ish didn't agree with him, Moshe. He's a pretty reliable person. So so how can you, you know, take a chance? But the answer, all these questions, the answer is, you know, this is saying of the Ksais, that Torah is Shalom B'Shamayim. Once it's Paskin and they Adam, then that becomes the Emes. So the problem I had was that the Ksais bases his Yisayin on the Gemara in Baba Metzia, where Rabbi Yeshua said, Lo b'shamayim hi. But our Taisis says that we don't basket like Rabbi Yeshua. And our Taisis says that, you know why we basket like the Basco that said, Alocho ke Rabbi ke Beis Hillel? Because, yes, we do listen to Basco, right? In other words, and it's only the Basco and Bar Metzia, which was an exception. According to Taibis's first Teretz, it was an exception because we understood it was a Kvaido of Rabbi Elazar. According to Taibis's second Teretz, it's an exception because it was Nicker that we don't Paskin that way because he's going against the right. But in a normal case, both Teretz and Taibis hold, we do listen to a Basco. So what are you going to tell me? That Tavis, our Tavis doesn't agree with the sign of the Ksais? The Ksais, the sign that he proves from the Ran, it's really from a Drushas Haran. The Drushas Haran puts down this sign that we don't listen to Basco because Loba Shamaimi, because Torah is given to Bnei Adam. But our Tavis holds we do listen to Basco. So what are we doing? We're going to have this basic Ashkafa is the Machlekes Rishainim. That don't sound very fair.
Again, we're not listening to a baskol to mechadesh halacha. We have two deis in the halacha, and the baskol is mora, which deis is the emes. So then we go after that deis, we're mekabel that deis, we go forward from that deis.
Okay, I agree with you. In other words, you're saying like this, that in the Ksais's case, the Ksais is coming up and he's saying pshat in a sugya. There's nobody in this world that's saying he got wrong pshat. It could be that there's some malach in Shemayim that's saying, the Ksais, he got wrong pshat. Okay, that's Loba Shemayim. Torah goes by Bnei Adam. In this world, the Bnei Adam, the Ksais, says this is pshat. And the same thing with halacha. Rav Moshe Feinstein in this world, he's paisek. Everyone agrees that we go by the Adam in this world. By the Basco Beis Hillel, we are going by the Svara of this world. We're going by, we have a Svara. Even without the Basco, we had a Svara to go bust the right. And am I, we didn't know which way to go. I said, we're relying on Basco, so we're relying on a Basco to tell us something. So the answer is the way I said it, I think it's very close what Shamir is saying it, is that that's also a the dynamash of rice. We hear the Basco. You know what the site is, halacha is governed by what people think. But people are allowed to take into consideration indications. One of the indications could be, I have a raya from Rashi. I have a raya from the Lashon. I have a raya from a Basco. Right. The Basco is just telling me, it's also, I have a svara, a human svara, and I'm not sure if it's right. And the Basco is telling me that svara that I have is right. So I'm making the decision.
Right. I guess I would say a little bit stronger is that you have Beis Hillel who Taka holds like that. So the Basco is telling you that that position that is Taka held of, that position is Emes. So then the Mela, we become Talmidim of that position.
Okay. All right. But I don't know if I want to go so far because, okay, fine. I hear. Fine. In other words, my recollection is that Rosh Yeshiva, you actually said this, Svara, that the Rav Moshe was known, it's clear and it's safer and it's known that Rav Moshe would argue with early Achraim, even who were, you know, even the Kula, based on this same Yisayid, that's what he wrote his Hakdama, that based on the Svara of Ein Adai Namash Ein Avrais, so he's Ein Avrais, so even though there's an earlier Achrein who might disagree, and Avada, the earlier Achrein is greater than him, but the earlier Achrein is no different than a Basco. And you don't have to listen to a Basco. You don't have to Sloba Shemayimi. You go buster human Seichel. So my recollection that the Reshiva said that human Seichel tells you that the earlier Achrein is right. So that's human Seichel. Avadi is supposed to go by human seichel, but here human seichel doesn't just limit it to the seichel from the Gemara. Human seichel means human, your human seichel. Everything if you have an umnina from people, which proves to you, you know, you see from midi de, you know, we use midi de alma, you know, hacham and midi de alma. We also use that to paskin and shy, and if it helps paskin and shaida. So the fact the case where the like the classical case, but Shiva argued because it's the easiest case, the first Shuvah Rav Moshe, where he brings that Rav Shlomo Kluger said that a yarmulke is supposed to cover your entire head. So Rav Moshe says that first of all, it's mistavra that Rav Shlomo Kluger did not mean the entire head, but rubo kikulo, and that's what Rav Shlomo Kluger himself would have meant. Because the Rav is Rubo Kikulo. But then Rav Moshe brings some Rai, I don't remember what it was, from the Gemara in Kedushin, that Rav Shlomo Kluger is wrong. And as long as you have a Heker, it's good enough. And that's where, you know, the Heter of the Baal of Yarmulke come from. Because Rav Moshe said that there's no Shear for a Yarmulke. Yeshiva was very, very makbid on that. Yeshiva was not, I don't want to say very, very, but he was not, he said, Yeshiva held that, you know, you should not rely on that Heter. And that your yarmulke should cover right of your head. Not because he felt that he had, you know, because you know, he had some way to defend the kasha from a Shlomo Kluger. I don't remember what the kasha was, I don't remember the answer. But it wasn't because it was such a great answer. It was because Rav Moshe can't argue Rav Shlomo Kluger. I, Rav Moshe says, ain't a dynamash, ain't a rice. He says, yeah, and you know what? Ain't he right? He said, Rav Shlomo Kluger says, not like you. So that's Ein Avrais. I know that you're wrong because your Rav Shlomo Kluger is against you. You got a raya from the Gemara. I know that you have to say some daifik because
I
I have a raya that the daifik is right.
Again, in all fairness, though, the fact that there's no other Achron who spoke on the issue is not a raya that there isn't another position. I
Yes, it
guess
is, but as far as we know,
to be machmir, I understand, but like to say like behechlet, you wouldn't say that lekula, right? You wouldn't say that Rav Moshe that Saul should be makel if his near
I'm
Ali and
not
Shas is
sure.
begin.
I would suspect that she would have said that too, but I suspect she was saying right now it's only we don't know what anyone else holds. So all we know is Rav Moshe versus Rav Shlomo Kluger, and we're assuming that Rav Shlomo Kluger, even though Rav Moshe is very great. But we're assuming Rav Shlomo Kluger was like 150 years earlier. We're assuming it was greater. So therefore, we have a raya that now we have a Gemara. Rav Moshe says the simple reading of the Gemara is this way. There's a very, very daifik reading of the Gemara the other way. But Rav Shlomo, we have a raya that the daifik reading is right. If there was a Rashi that said the daifik reading, he would say the daifik reading. So the raya is Rav Shlomo Kluger.
I got it.
Obviously, is that you know, that was the right reading. So then that's right because that's Kuba the Raya.
It just sounds like again in particular like where like Gedolim's Das is based on their having been omitted on you know tremendous Gedolei Achronim Rishonim. You know there could be a prot that Rav Moshe that's always omitted that his Shikla Das with relevance to this Indian may be superior than the Shlomo Kluger.
Start up with Rashiva.
I'm not arguing. I'm saying look, that Rav Moshe that's all couldn't be makel. That's all I'm trying to say.
Okay.
I know it's just not it's
Rav
not
Moshe
fair
must
to
not go.
It's not no, but I'm even the feet of Rashiva it wouldn't be proper to be makel because it would be like it'd be Mishaka in the Torah that he's learned.
I don't know. Okay, well, we'll argue.
What does the Rashiva
I don't think so. I think the Rashiva held that way all the way. What?
What does Rashiva's far have to do with what we're saying now about the Bas Kol?
Because we're saying like this, we're saying that the Kasha, I asked the Kasha that the Ksais puts down a Gevaldik Yisai, quotes from the Chuvis of the Drusha Zaran, that Talofa Nigva by Bnei Adam, by Ainu Dina Mashain of Rice. The Drusha Zaran brings a Raya. From the fact that Rabbi Yeshua said, one of his rayas brings many rayas, but one of his rayas is from the fact that Rabbi Yeshua said, Lo b'shamayimi. That's the kasha, but to our type, it says, we don't hold like Rabbi Yeshua. And we do say b'shamayimi. We do rely on a basco. So does that mean that we throw out, Taisus doesn't hold of the entire Yisrael of the Drasha Saran? So I'm saying no, because you got the Rashiva's answer. Rashiva's answer is the Drasha Zaran's Yisoid is we go by Bnei Adam and Ain't a Dina Mash Ain't a Vrais, and Torah is given to Bnei Adam. But Ben Adam is allowed to use all the Rayas that he sees. And just like Rav Shlomo Kluger is a Raya, so a Basco is a Raya.
Isn't there a difference in Shlomo Kluger being a Raya? And the Baskel being a Raya,
it could be. I hope there is a difference because Rabbi Yeshua did not use the Raya of a Basko, but I think Yeshiva would have claimed that even Rabbi Yeshua would rely on the Raya of Shlomo Kluger. So I assume there is a difference, but I'm just saying the same way that Yeshiva said that Shlomo Kluger is a Raya, the Tosfos. Who holds that we don't pass in like Rabbi Yeshua, will say that this is Gupa, the Machlekes. Rabbi Yeshua says you're not allowed to use the Raya of a Basco. But we, who disagree, Tosfos, who disagree with Rabbi Yeshua, he doesn't go to the extreme that you're not allowed to, that you can't use any, he that you know, that Torah is not, he also agrees Torah is a Bnei Adam. He just says that you're allowed to use a raya of a basco. Rav Yeshua says that Torah is so much if they are them, you're not allowed to use a raya of basco. Okay, but there's no. I'm just trying to say that there's no raya from our Tosfos that our Tosfos, even though our Tosfos, I mean, according to our Tosfos, you take away one of the Chiddushei Aran's rayas. The Chiddushei or the Drosha Zeran is obviously disagreeing with our Taisis because he brings a raya from Rabbi Yeshua. So, you know, he obviously holds that we basket like Rabbi Yeshua. Okay? So that's not like our Taisis. That's true. But he's saying in Hashkafa, it's not Mukhruk that they argue in the basic Hashkafa, because you could say that Taivis also agrees that Taivis is given to Bnei Adam. Taivis says we rely on Baskos. Taivis says, Beferish, if not for the fact that Rabbi Wasser's Basko was a fee Kleido, we would have trusted that Basko. That's because that's part of Ein Adayin Mashen of Rice. I saw a Basko. So that's that Mashen of Rice. Just like Yeshiva said, I saw Rav Shlomo Kluger, that's Ein of Rice. So I saw a Basko, could also be Ein of Rice.
Without the Basko, what would we say by Beishamay and Beisila?
Without Beishamay, I would have a 50-50 suffix. What's greater, Rav or Chidude? Without the but it comes along the Basko, and I know the Basko's right. And the Basko's telling me that Rav is better than Chidude.
So is it because the Baskol is not, is the Chiluk Rebbe saying because the Baskol is not disputing a unanimous Das Bnei Adam like in the Ktsoisis case? Because then we would ignore the Baskol.
No, because if we're disputing the Baskol is, we're saying like this, a Baskol is, we're not arguing with the Birkas Avram. The Birkas Avram says that a Baskol can have all kinds of agendas why it might say something that's not true. We're saying that's not right. We're disagreeing. We don't agree with the Birkas. I don't agree with the Birkas Avram. I'm saying a Basko never has an ulterior motive. A Basko always tells the truth. A Basko always tells the truth. How come Rabbi Yeshua says you don't go by a Basko? Says the rushes around the Farish. Even though the Basko is saying 100% the truth, Loba Shamayimi. Torah is governed by Bnei Adam. That's what the Drasha Zeran says. So I'm saying that Taisvis can also grant that Baskos are always telling the truth, but the Amaisa Torah is Loba Shamayim and it goes by Das Bnei Adam. But since Das Bnei Adam knows that Baskos always tell the truth, so that becomes Das Bnei Adam. Because now that's why the
know
that this is halacha.
Why is Rebbe saying so radical? To me, it sounds a much bigger chiddush to say it that way than just to say that if there are two Das Bnei Adams and you let the Baskol be Machria, that's not giving up Torah to Shemayim. You're using it to choose. Bnei Adam has to, so to speak, validate. If it didn't pass through the filter of human comprehension, it has no validity. If the two human comprehensions have different way, you could use the Baskol. The way Rebbe is saying it, the Bnei Adam could rely on something which is not really legitimate at all, but you could use it. What does it mean you could use it?
It happens to be, I'm agreeing with you. I would group a say, in the feed, the ID, that that's group of the Machlokes between the two Teretz and the Taisis. Taisis in the first Teretz holds that if not for the fact that that Baskol in Bava Metzia, we knew came out Mishum Kfeida the Rabbi Wazir, even though that Basko was totally against everything we know, and there was no sign to say he was telling the truth, right? Taivis is Mashma, we would have followed the Basko, right? That's what Taivis is Mashma. The only reason why we don't follow that Basko is Mishum, because we know it's Mishum Kfeida the Rabbi Wazir. But if not for that, if Rabbi Wazir did not say on his own, you know, let the Basko come out, and the Basko just came out by itself. So according to Taivis's first terrorist, we would have filed the Basko. There's no basis whatsoever in Torah, in our logic, to file the Basko. What can we do? The Basko's emes, ain't a dynamash, ain't a rice. Obviously, we're missing something. I would Gupa say that what you're saying is trying the second terrorist of Taivis. Taivis and his second terrorist is saying that it depends. When do we follow a Basko and we say that's called Das Bnei Adam? That's when the Basko is being megadded to us that we can make sense out of the Basko. So then it Das Bnei Adam because we make sense out of it. But if we can't make sense out of it in our Das, So then it's that called Das Bnei Adam. And that's
Why isn't
Grupa
that?
Teret,
Well,
that's Grupa Pshat in the second Teret. The second Teret is saying that by Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Wazir, there was no, about, even though the Drasha Saran is right, that Basco was not coming for a joke, that Basco was coming for a real reason. But since we can't make sense out of it, so that's called Bashamayim. That's not called Das Bnei Adam, because we can't make sense out of it. But the Basco of Beis Hillel we can make sense out of.
Wait,
so
wait,
therefore it's called Das Bnei Adam.
I'm a little confused because I didn't understand the Ron to be saying this a chisaron and ability to make sense of it. The Rabbi Eliezer had a day and the Chacham had a day,
just like
Beis Hillel
Beis
Shammai had a day.
The very good answer for that. It's pretty clear. The Basco wasn't saying that Rabbi Eliezer's day was right. The Basco was saying a rule in Klalei Apsak. If the Basco would be saying that Rabbi Eliezer's day is right, then Toivis could not say that the Basco is Vaday wrong. It's not Vaday wrong. The Basco is telling you who's right in Daya. Toivis is saying the Basco was telling you a rule in Klalei Apsak. It's master that way in Bar Mitzvah. The Basco said that a rule in Klalei Apsak, whenever Rabbi Wazir argued with the Achamim, we pass it like Rabbi Wazir. The Klalei Hashas is Hilchos Kiraiv. And Hilchos Rabbi Wazir, some kind of help cloud. So that new Klalei Apsak.
Again, the Ron that you cited here from the says Beferish that Rabbi Eliezer is emes. The Basco is saying that Rabbi Eliezer is emes.
What Basco is saying that what he's saying. What I think he's saying the Basco. At least I don't know. I'm not sure if that's right. But I think Artisis is, I'm pretty sure, is learning, because when Artisis said that the Basco is going against, if the Basco is telling us which Svar is right, then he's not going against the cloud of going after right. I think because it's the Basco telling you who's right. Artisis, I have to look at the right inside. I'm not sure, but I think I don't remember the Basco in the. What I think the Ron is just saying is whatever the Basco said is emes. The Basco said halacha k'Rabbi Wazir. That's emes. That is emes. Why is it? But the reason the Basco gave why halacha k'Rabbi Wazir is because he doesn't say just in this case. The Basco said everywhere. The Basco said, I don't have the lashon here in the Gemara, but the Basco says that we always pass like Rabbi Wazir. So the Basco was saying a rule in Klalei Hashas. So he just says that doesn't jive with our Klalei Hashas, because we say the Klalei Hashas is Achrei Rabbi Mahatos. So that Basco is we can't understand it. Now, Avada, it's MS, because the Ron, we're not saying like this is what was his name? Because of Ram, where that the Basco has agendas. No, we don't like that. The Basco always tells the Emes. And obviously, the Basco is saying this is a Klalei Hashas. That means in Shemayim, they got a different Klalei Hashas. They're smarter than us. And in Shemayim, there is some Klalei Hashas that says when Rav and Rav Ozer, you're fasting like Rav Ozer. And that's Emes in Shemayim. Comes along the Rosh and says, even though that's Emes and Shemayim, but we battle Das Bnei Adam. Says the second terrorist in Tosfos, when do we battle Das Bnei Adam? That's because we can't figure out any logic behind the Basco. So then we have to battle Das Bnei Adam. But if we can figure out logic of the Basco, if we can make sense out of the Basco, I know that we can have the Basco saying that Rav is better than the Chandidi Tvei. So then, of course, they're going to file the Basco.
I guess I'm a little confused, because then you're saying the Basco can say something that's just inconsistent with that which we're principally supposed to follow. So
right.
Then, if Rebbe's saying that.
Saying the Basco is always right, because except the Tzavis' first Teretz, which was a special thing over there, Rabbi Wazir. He had an agenda, Shinkvaido. So Second Teretz doesn't hold of it. A Basco is always right. That's what the Ran says. The Basco is obviously smarter than us. The Basco has some information that we don't know. But human seichel doesn't understand it. We don't understand it. I don't know. It makes no sense to me. So the second Teretz is saying, based on the Ran Svara, that if it makes no sense to me, that's called Lovat Shamayim. The first Teretz of Tosfos held that even if it makes no sense to me, but since I know that it's right because the Basco said it, that's not called Lovat Shamayim, because I know it's right. I can't explain it, but I know it's right. I know it's right. I can't explain it, but I know it's right. So that's called Das Bnei Adam. Second Teretz holds that if you know it's right, but you can't explain it, that's not called Das Bnei Adam. The very beautiful machlokes.
I'm not following. What does it mean you can't understand the Baskel? It's not as if they couldn't understand the Deah of Rabbi Eliezer. Their Deah was
Karet. We're arguing about the fact. I'm saying the Baskel did not say the Deah of Rabbi Eliezer was correct. And he's for sure, he's our choice. The Basco is saying that we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer.
The Basco is saying something connected the Torah regarding
yes,
the fact
that's right. It doesn't Mahatis. Make sense to us. The Basco is saying that there's a klal in sack that Rabin Rabbi Eliezer halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer. That's what the Basco said. And I said, well, I never heard of such a klal. Did you ever hear such a klal? No. Does it make any sense? No. On what basis is it? No. Makes no sense. Too bad. That's what the Basco said. The Basco told us a new cloud that we never heard of. So the first Territel, so listen, if the Basco is obviously right, so you never heard it, tough luck on you. But the Basco is obviously right, so you follow the Basco. That except for the fact that we don't assume the Basco meant it. But if the Basco meant it, we would follow. And the second Territel is saying that since I can't make sense out of it, that's called Lava Shamayim.
The first Teretz
that's Dama Kasha that has nothing to do with me. I'll tell you, that's Dama Kasha and Taisus. How does Taisus say that we bad that don't bask in like Rabbi Ozer, his second Teretz, maybe Rabbi Ozer is Mechadi Tvei? And the Mephoreshim say that was known. You can't say it was known that that's not true. No one brings that possibility in. Not in the Gemara. They only bring that in by Beis Hillel, by Beis Shammai. No one says that Rabbi Eliezer and the Chadi Tvei. Apparently that was known. That wasn't true.
So how did he argue on the Rabbim?
What?
So how did Rabbi Eliezer argue on the Rabbim?
He's not allowed to argue on the Rabbim. Ain't a dynamo, ain't a rice. He's for sure allowed to argue on the Rabbim. As an individual, the same you say of the drushes Iran, that you're allowed to argue with the rabbin, because you don't have to file the rabbin if you disagree, for sure not.
Why did they put him in chayrim?
What?
So they put him in chayrim
because he was supposed to be mevato das. Okay, once there's a rabbin, supposed to be mevato das to the rabbin. Okay, but he was allowed to be at first to argue. Okay, once it was a psak din and there was a kvias bezdin. Bezin were Paisek, then it was different.
Okay. Was the first Teretz of Taisus fit with the Ktois?
What? I'm trying to say the first Teretz, that's what I'm trying to say, that both Teretz and the Taisus fit with the Ktois. The Ktois puts down a Yisai that we follow Das Bnei Adam. If the Ktois thinks of Pshat and Taisus, even if he got it wrong, but in far as Olam Hazeh, his Pshat seems right, then that's Pyrus. MS me Sinai, and you get mitzvahs Talmud Torah for learning the Ksaisis Pshat. We listen, according to the first Teretz, we listen to a Basco. That's because that's Ain of Dynamash, Ain of Rice. That's his side. But Ain of Rice at the Basco, the Ran said that a Basco is always right. Right? They're not like the Birkas of Rum. It's so much nicer than the Birkas of Rum in that regard. But the Ran, Ikupa said that the Favish. The Basco is always right. So the first Teretz holds, yeah, of course, you're supposed to go by Das Bnei Adam. But here, Das Bnei Adam is, I see with my eyes that this is right.
So So, Rebbe, we know that the Beis Yosef spends some time with the Malach, right? So if the Beis Yosef is learning and the Malach comes and tells him, Rebbe Yosef Cairo, this pshat of yours is wrong. It's wrong, even though his whole chevra think he's right. The next day he goes and he gives shir and he says his shir again. It's not Torah because the Malach told him it's not Torah.
It would depend on the two Tirutzim, yeah. Except the Malach had a Maggid. I don't know if the Maggid is the same as that was a Basco.
If a Basco came out and said that someone's shir is wrong, and that person went ahead, so he has
according, that's Tobi Tali on the two Tirutzim of Taivis. According to Taivis's first Taivis, Taivis' first Taivis held that we always follow a Basco, even if the Basco by Rav Elazar, we are, according to our Seicho, is Vaday Ruam, but since the Basco is right, and if we don't have the Svarah of ulterior motive, because if it wouldn't have been Nicker that he was saying it for ulterior motive, we would follow the Basco, then yes, it would become Bito Torah, that would be the Halacha, and it wouldn't be Torah. Because,
even though in the case of Rav Elazar, there's really one more factor going on, which doesn't apply in the case where the Basel comes and says that our share is wrong. Rabbi Lozer was also a person, so Rabbi Lozer's Shita did come into Das Bnei Adam. It may not come into the Klolei HaPsak, but the fact that we follow the Baskel to a Yachid against the Rabbim is not a...
Okay, but the Baskel, again, I think the Baskel was saying, because it's Masha for me from Tysus, I think there's other people, the Baskel was saying, going directly against the principle of going against, of that we pass in like the right. That's what Taibis seems to say. So the Basco wasn't saying that Rabbi Elazar as Svara was right. In every case, he just happened to hit the bullseye every case. And logically, he was always right and the Rabbana were always wrong. That's not what the Basco was saying. The Basco was saying that if you're arguing Rabbi Elazar, you can't because Hilda's like Rav Elazar. This is the Klolei HaPsak. That's why the Basco's arguing. I don't think otherwise Taibis makes sense. Taibis saying that Taibis second teretz is the Basco's arguing with a principle of halacha kerabim. If the Basco's saying that, you know, Rav Elazar was right in Svara, then he's not arguing any principle.
No, but even if you say he's right all the time, that's not...
He's not right all the time because he was right all the time. He's right all the time because the halacha is that when there's a machlokes, the rabban and Rav Elazar, we paskin like Rav Elazar, whether he's right or wrong. It's not relevant. The Basco wasn't saying who's right. The Basco was telling us, I'm reading it, the Basco was telling us a new Klolei HaPsak that we never heard of. That Rav Elazar, v'achamim, hilkos like Rav Elazar, halacha k'maisa b'chol makom. Not looking at each individual case, whether he's right or not. Could be he's right, it could be he's wrong, we have no way of knowing, but there's a rule, Abai and Rava, Hilchasik Abba, Reish Lakish Rav Yechanan, Hilchasik Rav Yechanan, I think. Rava Shmuel, Hilchasik Rav Yisura, and Shmuel Medini. So there's Klolei HaPsak. So the Basco was telling you a Klolei HaPsak. Rabban and Rav Elazar, Hilchos like Rav Elazar b'chol makom. Not because he got it right in each case.
Even so, the Basco is telling you which Bnei Adam or a Bnei Adam that you should always choose from. He's not overriding.
So that Klolei HaPsak was totally against the Klolei HaPsak that we know. So the second Teretz of Taiva says that that's invalidated. The first
Tarot
is not invalidated. Okay.
Just one point. I mean,
you want to be a little bit less as radical in the first Tarot. Okay.
You want to be less as radical in the first Tarot. And also, I think that if the Basco will come out and tell the Ktsois that he's wrong, that that's Mavatal Ktsois is a big Chiddush. And also in Svara to say that I have no Hasaga of what the Basco means and why. And it's, to me, it's not because. But nevertheless, to use that, the paskin, is not a violation of Torah Laba Shamayim, because I, a person living on this world, I'm relying on a supernatural, inexplicable Shamayim, bring it to my psak in my mouth, which I don't understand, is to me, it's not much.
I heard Rashiva, you know, the guy, people know, Rashiva did not use Besamim. You know, I asked Rishiva once. Rishiva never made tonight. When he made Havdoah at home, he would not make Besamim. He would skip the bracha of Besamim. He would skip Besamim. So I once asked Rishiva, why do you do that? It's a Tashokhan Arach, the Farish Adin. Rishiva's answer, because Rav David didn't do Besamim. Rav David skipped it. He said, why did Rav David skip it? I don't know. The Farish Adin. I don't know. But Rav David didn't do it. I'm not doing it. Now, it happens years later. I saw Rav Simcha Wasserman didn't do it either. And Rav Simcha Wasserman told me that Rav Ochanan didn't do it because the Chavetz Chaim didn't use Besamim. And the Chavetz Chaim didn't use Besamim because he was afraid that he doesn't enjoy the smell. It's a bracha of Atala. So he couldn't do it without a bracha, because you're not allowed to be nana without a bracha. And he couldn't make with the bracha the something bracha Atala. So Ray the Chavetz Chaim didn't do it. So Rav David and Rav Ochanan both found the Chavetz Chaim. But the Rishiva did not know that. Rishiva told me, I don't know. It's a mystery. It makes no sense. My father went against the Shulchan Aruch. But if my father went against the Shulchan Aruch, I'm going against the Shulchan Aruch.
If David wasn't a Baskol, if David lived in this world, so it's okay to go by your father.
But I'm just saying, you know, like there's such a... I hear...
No, I think my baskol is, if a baskol is illegal, then it's illegal. You can't be saimich on an illegal world. But since I'm in the legal world,
I have a raya that the this is right. There's a,
what's the raya?
The Torah Tamima in the Mikar Baruch, the Elder Rebbe tells a story that he says that the Nadav of Yehuda was anti Hasidus. He said, what was the original reason why the Nadav of Yehuda became anti Hasidus? Because he was sitting with the Baal Shem Tov in an inn. And the lady in the inn had a shayla and a chicken, and she brought it to the two rabbis sitting at the table. And the Navi Yehuda took him quite a little while examining the chicken, and he passed his kosher. And basically, the Baal Shem Tov made fun of him. Said, that took you 10 minutes to figure that out. I knew that right away. It was easy. I just looked at the chicken, and there was no Ruach HaTumah. And the Navi Yehuda did not like that. He said, that's not the way you pass in a shayla. And that's how he became against the Hasidim. But the Maisa, the Baal Shem Tov, held you could bask in a shayla that way. You look at the chicken, there's no Ruach HaTumah, you're basking. I don't know.
And how come you don't see in Shas any stories of like Avraham, they looked at the chicken and they started going, they presumably had that cough like too.
Doc, I agree.
Is Rabbi being Tyler this year in that Machlekes Nadud when they in Baal Shem Tov?
Yeah, okay.
I heard the Nadav Yehuda said there's a Gemara that says Kishatishaka Perim Israel, the lady's gonna go from all these places to find out what the halakha is on a chicken, and she's gonna go place to place, and they're not gonna know. But he says, you see that when it's Nishtakach Perim Israel, you have to take the chicken all over. But without Pyra, then you have to see the Ruach HaTumah. That's why they had to take the chicken. They couldn't just say over the Shiloh.
Yeah, okay. Same thing. Same story, babe, probably. Probably the same story. It's in the Mikar Baruch. In the, he brings the story. He says, there's longer to the story, too. I don't remember. There's more to the story that he wrote the Pasuk, Tzadikim Yochobam, the Chasidim Yikashrubam. And they switched it around. Yeah, well, you seem to like the story, Aaron.
It's in his tshuva. He writes it as a line. He changed the pasuk.
Yeah, but it's about talking about the shame yichud.
I think it's Simon Chas in
no, he says that the tzaddikim yochobam, the chasidim yikashrubam, and then the printer switched it. the whole story back and forth. Okay, anyway, all right, that's what I basically want to say. Let's stop here. So so let me think again. So we have Sandy's pshat, which would not be my chiddush, would just be much more pashut. I agree. And I was trying to say basically that we once you have the, and you know, my main thing would be to argue with the Birkas Avram to say that Baskos never have agendas. Don't give me agendas. That's only David's first teretz, and only when there's an obvious agenda. Second teretz doesn't hold of any agendas. Every Tavis agrees with the drushes around that the Baskos are 100% right. The reason and the machleik as is, if I know a Basko is 100% right, but I don't understand it, is that called Ein of Rice? That's a machlokes between the two Teretzim. First Teretzot is called Ein of Rice. Second Teretzot is not called Ein of Rice.
Unless I understand it a little bit.
What?
Unless I understand it a little bit, and then even the second Teretz
right, would agree. And then we're just splitting them, and what's very nice, because we're going between the... We're saying the second Teretz is splitting the difference between Rabbi Yeshua and the first Teretz. The Rabbi Yeshua holds you never listen to a Basco, right? Even if you never listen. The first Teretz of Taibis is holding you always listen to a Basco. And Taibis in the second Teretz is saying sometimes you listen to a Basco if you could understand it. Yeah.
And the Ketzais is safe to write because he assumes he's never going to get a bas kol telling him that he's wrong. Even though he thinks he might be wrong, he's not choshesh he'll get a bas kol.
That's right. He wasn't nervous about bas kol. Okay, Ayesha, go ahead, everybody.
Rabbi Joseph, I can ask just a side question. The Ketzais brings from the Ran that even if we have a suffix, we should not follow a nevuah.
Taibis brings what?
The Ketzais brings in the Ran that even if it is a situation where we're mesupak and halacha, we should not follow a navi.
Yeah, that shrugged me up.
Yeah, I mean,
but what about the that his suffix, I thought of that one. Sorry, his suffix means the case that he's talking about is where Moshe, there were certain halachas that Moshe came down and then he died. And we knew that there were certain halachas, we don't remember what they were. So we have a suffix. We remember there was some halacha as far as a chicken. But I don't know what the halacha was. So that's the suffix. But not that, like, I have two studim in halacha. You know, it doesn't mean, like here, where we have a halachic shayla. The suffix was that we don't know what the halacha was forgotten, but we know roughly what it was about. There's some halacha about this, but I don't know what it is. So that suffix would not be called Basar B'nei Adam. But here, our case is, I mamish hold in my own human svara that really beats the chadidim. So that's different. That's what I think, because that's what he's doing in Gemara.
Ela gam ken im yisapku hachachamim bedavar ma. That's mom sounds like, you know, if the chachamim have a suffix.
At least the core of the Gemara that he's basing it on.
Yeah, the marker I see that
is that they didn't remember what halachas they knew there was some halachas and they didn't remember what they were. So at least that, and as you want to tell me that he disagrees with me? Okay, maybe he disagrees with me.
No, I just wonder if there's a difference between the who and a Basco.
Raya would not be a raya against me.
Because no, I'm just trying to see if there's a difference between a vu and a basco, or l'chayra not.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, good night.